Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host. Yeah. So, let's go ahead and get into it. So, go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Live from Minneapolis, St. Paul,
Monstrous Radio.
Yeah, you already know how we do it. So what's up, what's up, what's up? I heard that little sneak thing in there. Y'all heard that sneak thing in there on Wet Wednesday? She's going to talk about, and the co-host. That's unbelievable. Try to slide that in there. What's up, y'all? Wet Wednesday, we got, it's couples music, you know, it's couples conversation, sexy music. It's not all slow, but definitely sexy. So, you know, we got some things we're going to do around here. You know the number, 424-243-9649. You got to press one to talk, or you can just listen while you're on the go. We do suggest that when we play the music, listen to it on your speakerphone. If you're going to talk, take it off your speakerphone, because if we get the echo, we will hang up on your ass. So, hey, it is what it is, quality control. So, hey, let's go check in with Miss Unbelievable. How are you doing tonight, Miss Mama? I see you a little bold.
What? A little bold?
I heard you a little sad thing in there. Yeah.
Because the co-host is sexy. I don't know what you're talking about. Well, Joe got the hottest host and co-host up in here. Yes, the co-host. I the bomb, Jazzy B, and me, Miss Unbelievable, hands down. Boop, there we go. That's how I'm feeling today. I'm feeling monstrous in my own little way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what's up. Well, it looks like we got another monster that don't check in. Is that true, Jazzy?
What's happening?
Mm-hmm. Hi, girl.
Hey.
That's what's up. Hey, look, we are vibrant. Look, it's unbelievable. She already in her.
Okay, hold on. Let me put out this disclaimer right now. Jazzy is a little tipsy, and she is out in the world.
Oh, good Lord.
So I'm checking.
Oh, good Lord. I'll help her see you.
I am feeling great in ATL. It is wonderful weather, full moon, you know.
Not the full moon.
It is.
Don't be monstrous.
She is about to.
Sensitive.
Oh, yes, it's about to be monstrous. Oh. Watch out, world, because you know it's going
to
start bouncing. Somebody's about to be hurt.
Tonight, I swear.
So, all right.
And
so,
it is Wet Wednesday.
Right. So, hey, this is a great time to put out one of the topics we're going to talk about tonight. Seeing that Jazzy's really feeling it tonight and everything, I think it would be a great question for her. You know, what is romance to you? Like, what is really romance? You know what I mean? And how much of it is required in a relationship with you? Get it? So that's what we're going to ask. That's what we're going to talk about here in just a little bit. You know, we got to do our warm-up.
Well, that's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
I got an answer already.
You ready to go.
Ready.
So let's go ahead and get into our warm-up so we can get into our discussion. Remember, y'all, call 424-243-9649. You got to press 1 if you want to talk, or you can hit us up on any one of our social medias and just drop your comment on our pages. And we'll read them live right here on the air. So, all right, let's go ahead and get into it. This is our normal opener. I don't know what happened, but it's about to get wet.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet.
days when we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. So we gonna play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we gonna play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bus. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh wee.
Every woman wanted to be like ya, fresh as death every night, girl. That's ya. Got every man here wanting to wife ya. I'ma have just one night. It's okay, cause you're here with daddy. And I bet you didn't know how incredible. Tell ya.
Unbelievable. Jazzy B, DJ E Monster. Up next, we got Marquo. It's called Booty Call. It's about to go splash.
I'll fuck you till the morning. Even through the music, I can hear you breathing. Knees start to weaken. Got us sweating like we in the season. Your body's so amazing. Heavy breathing cause your heart's racing. Arch your back, anticipation. I'll take my time, I'm being patient. Ready, girl, I hope you're ready, yeah. Lights, camera, action. And girl, I wanna feel you, ooh, yeah. Let me come inside like this. Drip, drip, wet, wet, can you feel it? So many things I'm gonna do to you. Drip, drip, wet, wet, oh yeah. I get the feeling you're ready somehow. You done a party.
Yeah, Wet Wednesday, sexy conversation, sexy music. So so we're gonna start off with a part of our discussion of tonight. We're talking about what's your opinion on romance and how much romance is required in a relationship with you. I'm gonna let the ladies go first tonight. Let's see. Which one of y'all want to go first?
Oh, Jazzy can go first.
I hear that.
Is he all?
But okay.
Huh?
Can you hear me? I heard somebody say something, but I didn't understand it. Yeah, I can hear you.
I was like, Jazzy could have went first, but I don't hear.
My fault. I had myself on mute.
Okay.
I did.
So, all right, Jazz. I guess you're starting out. So, I mean, what's your opinion on romance and how much romance is required in a relationship for two?
Hold on one second.
Okay. Well, unbelievable. You'll just have to start it out. Well, I can start it out. You want me to start?
You start it out. I want you to start it out.
You would want me to start it out.
I would, of course.
On romance, I think romance is really essential in a relationship. I really do. I think when the romance is gone is when shit starts to fail. And that's when, you know what I mean, people start to venture out, especially in today's social media. You dig, if you ain't getting no romance at home and there's somebody even though it's some fake romance, they throwing a little romance over here, saying what you want to hear over there. There's that window of opportunity. So as long as you're doing romance at home, she's not going to be entertained, or he's not going to be entertained with all that other stuff. I think that's one thing that's a misconception amongst women. I think sometimes women don't think that men enjoy romance. Like, y'all ain't got to be romantic and shit. I don't know where the misconception began, but, I mean, y'all got to be romantic with us, too. I'm just saying. But I believe romance is very essential in a relationship. I mean, if y'all want that to work, I mean, part of being together is having that wanting to be intimate. Sometimes, you know, when you be in relationships for a long time, that, you know, let's keep it 100. I mean, it's the same old shit. That's why you be trying to do something different, something freaky. You dig? Bring some excitement to it. But as long as you got that romance, that feel, it's always going to be there. I'm just saying. I mean, how you feel about it, Miss Unbelievable?
Romance to me is basically being vulnerable with each other every day. Mm-hmm. You know, it's that coming to yourself and saying, this is the person that I just want to see happy. And know that they're happy. You know, I'm trying to, you know, do all I can to say, hey, this is who I'm connecting to. This is who I'm feeling. This is who I want them to feel like it's the anniversary every day. Not just one, but every day. And that's important. Like, that's just that
you're breaking up just a little
another.
Bit.
That's your bonding. That's your connection. That you're bonding to one another. So.
There we go. All right, sorry. You might have been in a bad area.
Yeah.
But now we can hear you clearly.
So it's your time. So yeah, romance is important. How important to me? It's one of the foundations of your relationship. Because that's where the intimacy enters in. That's where the bonding, like I said, comes in. That's where the connecting comes in. That's when your imagination comes in. That's where everything evolves. And to me, that's romance is from the soul. So if you are connected, like when they say soulmates, that's where the romance is coming from, because that's where the feelings and the wanting to make them happy and all those emotions are coming from the soul. And so to me, that's what romance is you being intimate and you releasing, you know, your walls down and everything to say, hey, this is how I want to be treated. And so it doesn't matter to me if who does the romance, you know, at what time, as long as it gets done. You know, I'm not going to be like, well, yeah, I'm doing it all and you ain't going to do it all. Hey, I understand men want romance too. Now, the creativity and how you do it is up to one another. That's when you get to know a person. That's when you get to listen. All that comes in through romance, that, you know, the touch, the nonverbals, the verbals, all that comes through romance, the giving, the non-giving. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah, I think that's a good part. It's to me, I mean, with me at least, it's about making me feel special, or me making her feel special. You know what I mean? Like, for that moment, like, can't nobody else make you feel like that in that moment but me. And I did that by something that you like. Not just something that I like, something that you like. You know what I mean? So, that's just what it is to me. How you feeling over there, Jazzy?
And to me, Jazzy, you there?
Right, go ahead.
I said, to me, it's the simple things, like a hand, like to me, it's the simple things, a handwritten letter, a walk through the park, you know, just something, you know, a text here and there, something to say, I'm thinking about you in the midst of everything else that's going on.
Right. Okay.
A card on your windshield, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, a card on your windshield. You go to his job, yeah, if his window open, or you put something on his windshield. I went out of my way and different things like that that won't nobody like out of the box and be like, did she just what? Okay, okay.
Right.
Get me wrong, it's all good. Movie and come on, step your game up. Do a picnic. Do like I said, some other stuff that you wanted to do as a little kid. You know how when you was growing up and you was like, yeah, I'm gonna take my girl here. Yeah, I'm gonna do this. You did everything that you could think of when you was back in the day growing up. You there was nothing that you wouldn't do for your girlfriend at that time. But when we get old, we like, I ain't doing that. Why not? That's who you was. That's who you are. Just step it up a little bit more. No, it doesn't. You didn't have no money when you didn't have no money when you was a teen. You created that stuff, and that's what I'm talking about. The simple thing.
Yeah, but you didn't have no concept of how much that cost it. You're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to give me a Ferrari. Not knowing he's not going to give me a Ferrari.
I'm not saying that. That's things where, you know, if you balling, but I'm talking about the romantic part to make that person feel special. Not talking about the material things that, you know, when you have money, you can do that. I'm talking about the...
Like,
the
I'm going to take my
things.
Girl to Paris, and we're going to stand on the Eiffel Tower, stuff like that.
If you got that, do that. But if you don't, then you better take her to Duluth and take her to that spinning restaurant and say, hey, we'll get to Paris one day. But I thought about this in meanwhile.
I swear you knew what was coming. That's what it is. You're right. I'm going to Duluth. I'm not going to stunt. Paris, too much money. We're going to take a music break. We're going to come back. Check it out. It's some new paint. It's called When We. Yeah, when we go to that spinning restaurant, that's When We. Where was that? I'm just ready or live. That's how we do it. If I can get the music to go. Oh, we are definitely
live, y'all.
That's so difficult.
I like it when you lose. I like it when you go there. I like the way you use it. I like that you don't play fair. Recipe for disaster. When I'm just trying to take my time. Stroke is getting deep and faster. You're screaming like I'm out of line. Who came to make sweet love? Not me. Who came to kiss and love? Not me. Who came to beat it up? Rocky. And don't use those hands to put up that gate and stop me. When we fuck. When we fuck. When we fuck. When we fuck. I'm gonna be aggressive. I can be a savage. I just need your blessing. Say that I can have it. When we fuck. You love it when I lose. You love it when I go there. You love the way I use it. You love it, I don't play fair. You end up calling me master. Say this universe is mine. When we're done, it's a disaster. Yeah, end up like this every time. Who came to make sweet love? Not me. Who came to kiss and love? Not me. Who came to beat it up? Rocky. And don't use those hands to put up that gate and stop me. When we fuck. When we fuck.
aggressive. I can be a savage. I just need your blessing. Say that I can never. Yeah. When we fuck. When we fuck. Face down, ass up. Back, back, back it up. Let me get both of them legs. Yeah. Put them both behind your head. Shit is getting deep, deep up in there. I feel your legs getting weak up in there. Yeah, face full of that gushy. I'm close, baby, don't push me. This is how it always should be. When we fuck. When we fuck. I can be a savage. I just need your blessing. Say that I can never. Yeah. When we fuck. When we fuck.
Jazzy B with me, Miss Unbelievable. Talking about romance tonight, y'all. When we, look, let me stop. You got me going over here. So that's what it do. So you did talk about something that I do want to put out there because there is a controversy in one night. I think we should talk about it. I'm just going to give my opinion on it right quick. You had said something that's unbelievable about soulmate. There's a debate out there going right now. Is there really a such thing as a soulmate? A lot of people say, no, there ain't no such thing as a soulmate. I say there is. I think people just have a misconception of it. I think people think that a soulmate is like there's only one soulmate for you out there. No, a soulmate is somebody who your guys' souls connect. Your guys' souls connect. That's my definition of a soulmate. I could be wrong, but there is a debate going out there. We'll talk about it one day right here on Monsters Radio Live, and we'll let everybody be able to tune in and give their comments and how they feel about it or whatnot. But I'll let the ladies say, you know, maybe if they want to comment on that or if there's something else they want to talk about. But I do have some other things I have posted. What's a good topic for Wet Wet Wednesday? We got a couple other comments down here. But ladies, you guys want to comment on soulmate, give your definition of a soulmate, even if it is different from mine. I won't hang up, I promise.
I did want to comment on soulmates. I think there are soulmates, but I think the Lord just chose who should have soulmates and who shouldn't. I tell my mama all the time that I just don't feel like there's nobody out there for me. You know what I'm saying? But I've seen people who, you know, they have their soulmate, and I can see that. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like it just ain't meant for everybody.
Right, right. Okay, okay. What about you, Miss Unbelievable? How you feel about it? You brought it up.
You know, I believe in soulmates. I believe, like Jazzy said, some people have it and some people don't, because I think sometimes I get soulmate confused with soul ties. You know what I'm saying? So soulmate is, like you said, you know, with a connection. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh,
and
girl,
one person is connected.
Soul ties is a whole nother subject. That go into a whole different. You never heard,
heard
soul ties?
No,
really?
Never. Yeah.
Oh my!
I'm like, wait, what?
Oh my! Oh, we got a school E. Oh my!
Tell me something.
Ooh. That's a deep, yeah, a whole nother deep, deep conversation.
Yeah, that's like a whole nother conversation.
You know, that's a conversation to make you scratch your head and be like, whoa, hold on, what?
Mm-hmm.
Say it again. Repeat that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So, okay. Like soulmate is from a soul tie.
Soulmate from a soul and soul ties is two totally different things.
But people get them mixed up and say
they do
that,
get them confused.
Okay. And then they intertwine them together and they think that that's who they're supposed to be with, or
yeah,
they don't recognize that that's not who they're supposed to be with. But because they wrap their soul within that person and then they tied
yeah
it up and then they just started doing things, you know, to just
yeah
please them, and they lost who they were. And they'll keep coming
yeah
back no matter how that person treat them, no matter what happens. That's how they're going
right
to accept
mm-hmm
it. They think that that's their soulmate, but it's not. It's a tie that
yeah
they haven't. And usually
yeah
it happens when there's a hurt or when there's a pain
yeah
or when they just don't know themselves. So they just get
yeah
tied up in someone else, and they just adapt to who that person says they should be instead of the person
yeah
that they are. A soulmate is someone who allows them to be who they are, and they're connected on that level.
Right.
Mm.
Girl,
wow,
I couldn't explain that better myself. Ooh, you just said a lot.
Man, well, it explains a lot
but
to me.
You know, it goes even deeper than what she just said. She just elaborated a little bit, a teeny tiny bit.
Yes.
She just gave y'all
yes
a little sample. That wasn't even all of it.
No. It goes deeper than that, because then we got to talk about the tie, and then we got to talk about how the soul connects to the tie and how that
yep
tie can't, and how you got to untie it to be free from
yep
that person for you even to have a successful relationship.
Girl.
You know what I'm saying? So, that's a whole nother story.
Can I get
that's
a book?
Whole,
Lindsay, that's a whole series sermon. She just did a whole little mini sermon on the radio.
That's a whole.
That for real. Deep. It's deep.
But I'm not even going to lie. That's in my book. That's coming out real soon.
Man, we should have collabed on the book, because I know everything you know, huh?
Yeah. Well, Jazzy, I'll send you a copy of my book. It'll be coming out pretty soon. In 2018, be looking out for it.
I'm trying to write mine, but I'm trying to write mine, but I keep on having blocks. I'm having writer blocks.
Yeah, we'll have to help each
it'll
other
come to you. Yeah, it'll
come
to
I know
you.
So, yeah.
Look for Miss Unbelievable's book coming out soon on Barney $5 Publishing. It's going to be
yes
tomorrow near you.
It's called The Blueprint of a Successful Relationship. That's what it's called. The Blueprint of a Successful Relationship. Bonding together as one.
Jazzy know all the keys to a successful relationship, but I'm going to fuck everybody's relationship up. Don't ask me nothing.
You said, but I'm going to keep it 100.
Just because I can.
Hey.
And just because
just
I want
I
to.
Can. I know how
and
to
I will
without even trying.
You know what I think everybody do.
Like, this shit
I
just
think everybody do.
Wait, did you just hear what she said? She didn't say that. She was like, nah, that's not what she said. She didn't say that.
Like, uh-huh,
yes,
really.
Did. Yes,
I'm
did.
I'm trying to fuck up my own. It ain't even working.
Oh, he ain't going nowhere.
You caught that, Miss Unbelievable. You
not
caught
that. He's not. That brother's so far deep. Yeah, please.
Oh, my God. Jesus, help.
right. So, here's some more comments or questions that
listen,
was on here.
Wait, can we go back? Because I didn't get to answer one because my phone was stuck on froze. And I really had,
Yes. Go ahead.
Yes.
Come on, romance.
All right. Okay.
Do your romance.
So, romance to me is everything. The lingerie, the roses, I'm speaking because I've never had this done. First of all, let me just clarify this. I'm telling everybody in the world, this has never been done for me. If I did it, if it's been done, I've done it for myself alone. But the whole, the rubbing, touching, kissing, loving, the candles, the everything, that's romance. When you can capture a person's attention, just like they stuck, they can't go nowhere. That's romance. When you can just captivate a person, just off the essence of you.
Ooh, I like that word. Ooh, I like that.
That's
romance. Yes, that awe state.
Yeah.
That's romance.
That's gonna be like, oh, you went through all this for me. Wow.
Right. I'm still waiting for that. So everybody that is listening to our station, if y'all want to surprise Jazzy and just throw her a little romance, I will come. I will show up. I swear. I just want to see it once in a lifetime, Just once before I die. Just let me see that. We're going to do a week where we do a date with Jazzy. And I got to have that. It's automatic or you're fired.
Oh, snap.
Let's see what y'all can come up with. A date with Jazzy. Surprise me, goddamn. I'll come.
But now can I ask a question before you start with the comments, E? Does romance have to lead to sex?
It does.
Or can it
does.
Stay
it
at
absolutely
romance?
Absolutely does not. It does not. It does not. Sex is just a bonus.
But do you think that people look to say sex has to come as a payback?
Sometimes.
Do men look for it? Do women look for it? Do we look for that as a payback? Like, nigga, I did all this. You better give me something.
I said sometimes, damn it. I did say sometimes.
E? What do you think, E? You're the guy in this situation.
But it depends on the person, really. Or whether, because I've done shit out of the kindness of my heart, just because I was feeling it. You ain't even necessarily got to be into this. I'm just doing this because this is what I want to do. This is the PC needs. Like, I'll do some shit for you just to get myself off. I'm just saying.
Okay. Ooh, Jazzy in that book. Okay,
Yeah.
Well, from a guy's point of view, can I at least get some head? I expect you to put out. I don't do the hotel, the motherfucker with the jacuzzi, the flowers, the candles.
If you bring it all that, and you keep it a romance, you gotta turn up. You gotta go all out.
Yeah.
Okay, my question is, if it doesn't happen, are you going to do it again, or do you feel jaded? Because some guys do all that, and the lady goes, oh, thank you, this is nice, and she goes home. Do you feel jaded and not want to do it again? Because you think romance is supposed to have. I'm just saying.
Romance can have. I sex is the bonus of romance. You gotta know how to romance somebody before you get all that extra. You know what I'm saying? Like,
buddy, I'm asking a male. Come on now, I'm asking a male. Jazzy, let this male answer for a second. From a guy's point of view, if you don't, do you not do it again because you feel jaded? And I need you to speak to the masses of the people that have listened as far as the guys, because I know for a fact that some guys shut down. So eat.
Right.
Tell us from the male's point of view. How y'all go through it?
Represent no other guys. I'm going to represent me and me only right now.
Okay.
From my point of view. Let me do all that, and you don't put out, I'm not calling your ass tomorrow, I'm not calling your ass next week, and you better not call me back, because I'm not going to answer. It is what it is.
But why?
And you just going to go home?
Why?
You just going to go
but
home?
But why?
I don't know. We could have a conversation.
I mean,
call.
Wait. No.
But that's why? But why? Hold on, Jazzy.
No. So, okay, hold on. Okay, so you saying, if you do... Let me see. So you saying if you do all this for a female, you are expecting sex at the end of the night. That's what you're saying.
Why head
or something. Some kind of sexual act.
Yes.
What the hell? Yes. God damn it.
Yes.
Did he say what?
Yes.
Did you hear him?
I'm trying to get some
out. You can't
just
be.
Whether it's now
so
or later,
you gotta be rolled.
Spice it up. It's to spice it up for later. That's what it's all about. When I give you that funny little bump while you cooking, it's for later. When I give you that funny little I'm gonna get your ass in the grocery store. Yeah, that's for later. Let's keep it 100. Yeah, it'll be nice. Okay, it's just okay. Do to do. Yeah, no. Fuck that. Let's keep it 100. Fuck that.
He said, fuck that. I want the pussy. Get the fuck out of here.
Exactly. I can hear it at least. I'm just saying. Come on.
Hey, listen. Let me tell y'all something. Hey, I just had this very. Listen, I just had this very conversation. I'm like, nigga, why would I give you head if I can't get head when I want it? Like, why would I give you pussy if I can't get dick when I want it? Like, this shit is. What the fuck am I getting out of it? Like. I really just had this conversation.
Well,
for real.
What the romance is supposed to do, it's supposed to give you the illusion that you're in the mood. I'm just saying, now, what if you did the reversal? You went through the romance and did all that other stuff. He's talking about, I'm finna go home. What you finna say? You finna say, fuck you in that bitch, you finna go too. So that's what I'm gonna say. Fuck you in that bitch, you finna go too. I'm gonna keep it 100. I'm not gonna be nice because we're on the radio. Fuck all that.
Right. I feel you. I really just spazzed out on somebody over the same shit. I swear to God. I'm like, totally, I did. Maybe it's just the Aries thing. I think, but I did. I went in like, well, you got me fucked up, like, nigga, I don't do all this motherfucking shit that I do for no fucking reason. Nigga, if I want some fucking dick, give it to me. Fuck you, Bean. Do you know how many niggas want to be in your fucking position right now, goddamn? If I want some head, give it to me. Fuck out of here. Nigga, I don't do all this extra shit that I do all through the week not to get shit when I want it. I feel you, E.
Yes.
I feel you. Absolutely. Yes. I feel you.
You're
supposed
to be primed up, ready to go.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right.
I mean, am I wrong?
You.
It's unbelievable. Don't judge me.
If
you knew.
She was just laughing. She was just laughing at me because she felt the same way.
tell him, now let me buy all that. You talk about you got to go. Okay. Before you go, drop half of what I just bought. You know what I'm saying? Give me, let me run them pockets right quick before you leave. Hold on.
I swear, let me get half on it.
I'm running them pockets. Hold on, bro.
And I'm gonna need that key back.
And I'm gonna need that key back. And I don't know how you getting home because I picked you up. Because you know you try to be all sexy and you go pick them up and you try to be all surprised. Then you get an Uber home. Try to figure that out. Yeah, nah.
Oh, yeah, they got Uber now. Back in the day, you would have walked. Nigga, get out.
Yeah, walk home. There's the bus.
Go
take
home.
That bus. Wait, we 5 miles? Look, we out of town from home? Well, you should have thought about that before you follow me.
Right. And I ain't giving your gas money back.
You talking about, no, I've been drinking.
I can't even see it, Mike. This one eye don't even work that good. Look, I can't even see. This one eye.
No,
so
but
I can't even see nothing out.
No, but for real, but no joke. If I'm setting all that up for you, I must have done more stuff to get to that point where I feel like I can, you know, just spin like that on you, and you're going to receive it. I ain't coming out the gate like that because that's silliness. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But if we've done, you know, move to those levels that you receive all that, then yeah, I'm cool. And yeah, we know that's the expectation when you bring out all that. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't going to start off like that because then I lose you. Because he's
right.
Going to be like, oh, this is what I get all the time? Or this is what you do for other people all the time? You know what I'm saying?
Right. And you know what
right.
clears up a lot of that misconception? Just so people out there, you dig? Just so you don't end up in these situations that we're talking about. Just don't go to the motherfucking tail or shit like that. They be talking, oh, let's do this. And no, I ain't going. Let's go to a public place. We seem to be where everybody at. So you can go where you go and I go where I go. So there ain't no misconception. Because I'm telling you, once someone's doing some romantic shit, oh, let's go get a room. Like, oh, okay, yeah, we'll just have a couple of drinks. Nope. To us men, you know what that means. I'm thinking that you're thinking what I'm thinking. And that's why the loosen up. That's why we bringing this drink in. You dig? I'm just saying. So if you
right.
avoid the whole situation, if that ain't what you want, then don't go. It's that
right.
simple. Stay in a public place and just be like, from afar. I'm just saying. Y'all can be lovey-dovey, whatever, in the club or in wherever y'all doing it. But if that ain't what you're trying to do, don't send no mixed signals. So then you make sure you get that call tomorrow. You make sure you get that call to make that, because he ain't going to be mad or she ain't going to be mad. Because they already knew from get-go when you brought up the hotel, I ain't going. No. But I'm just saying, you know me. Don't judge me. Pray for me.
Right.
So,
I got another subject to bring up. Hold on.
Uh-oh. Okay. What you got?
Okay. So, is it just me?
I know.
So, is it just me, or does anybody else be offended when you got somebody laying beside you and they're all the way over there and you're all the way over here? Like, if you're not finna touch me and rub me, why the fuck are you laying beside me? Does anybody else feel like that, or is it just me?
No. If you don't touch me out the bed, you gonna be you getting kicked out of the
I
bed.
I feel like you should be on the couch.
The
somebody else's house, or
you can go. The bed is all mine.
Right. Like, I might as well be here by myself.
Because that's saying the master. That's telling me you don't want to touch me, especially if we're touchy-feely all the time. So that's telling me a message that you don't want me right now. And you know, you picking and choosing when you want to do that. No. If there's a problem, let's talk about it. But if not, you better get yourself
like,
over here and touch me.
I feel like if I got to wake up beside you, that I should be able to touch you and do whatever the fuck I want whenever I want to. Or that space should be empty.
If I cannot be, and you can't touch me, if I can't be touched by it or something, because you got something wrong with your attitude or something, then you got to go. And we have problems.
For real. I feel like.
Because I need to feel you. That's romance. That's my connection.
Like
that's me feeling intimate with you.
I feel like if you got a partner, you should at least have sex, like, at least 3 times a day. That's breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That's for people who have free time, or time. Just okay. Once or twice a day is good for me. In the morning and night. When I have
time, I will go for
a quickie at lunch.
I will go for two.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
That's what I'm saying. At least two.
Hey, I'm cool with one. Hey, I'm cool with one.
Hey, look.
As long as I get it in.
I ain't trying to stick up for nobody. I ain't trying to stick up for nobody. I ain't trying to co-sign on nothing. You dig? I'm just saying. He might be laying over there, Jazzy, because he might be tired. He's 3 times a day with you.
I'm not saying this is my problem, but I'm just saying this is what I feel like. If you have somebody laying next to you, it should be like this.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I guess
it's
the
like
connection. Right now,
I'll get up.
Go ahead.
I will get up and go lay on the couch and watch a movie. Get in. Be like, oh, that's how you feel? Okay, that's what's up. Especially if you try to touch them and they move away. Oh.
Ooh.
I be doing that, but it always turned into, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, because now you're feeling that the connection is not there.
No, I'm over here chilling. You know, us Aries, we just be dressing off in the different nations from time to time. I'm fine over here on this side.
But I make sure, as an Aries, I make sure I drift off into the nation when I'm not around.
I do it when people are around a lot. They be like, hey, you here? I'm like, yeah. What? What'd you say?
No,
I missed it.
Yeah.
Okay, E, what was some of the comments that you were going to read that we kind of want to put them on?
Okay, I was going to take a breather, but that song is kind of long. I don't think we're going to have much time left after that one. But only one of them is really sexy. Is this a Karma Cafe I'm reading? No, it says, what's a good topic for Wet Wet Wednesday? I think a couple other ones. I'm just going to read them anyway. it says, what's your thoughts of an open relationship? Do I gotta go first again? Maybe y'all should go first.
What are your thoughts? You said, what are your thoughts on an open relationship?
Yeah.
Oh.
I only got 2 words.
Hell no.
What's yours?
That's mine.
Hey, that's what I was like. That's what I was like. Y'all want to go first with me, because mine is don't do it.
Open.
Jazzy, Jay,
open
say ours again. Say ours again.
Open to get the fuck out of my life.
No,
open
I'm not
relationship.
Doing that.
Open to be by yourself.
It's too messy. Feelings and everybody get hurt.
I'm stingy.
You side chicken.
I don't got time for that.
You're side chicken. That
right.
is permission to
right.
have
well,
a side chick. No.
Right.
Or
right.
a side dude.
Well,
no.
You know
Right. Now, obviously, these are, like, you know, our opinions. But, you know, I guess when you look at it from a broader spectrum, I mean, I guess it could work for some people. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, let's keep it one. There's some people that no matter what it is, they could be married. It don't matter. They got somebody on the side. And sometimes it's not only just
I actually
men,
know a lot of people
women.
That it worked for, E. I actually know a lot of people that it worked for. But me, being the person that I am, I can be by myself for this.
Okay, I'm too territorial. I'm too territorial.
What are we open to? Like,
I'm too territorial, and I will snap. Like,
I'm gonna be on snap. She said it. I couldn't have said it better. She described it perfectly.
No snap. That's it.
Well, you think you snapped on that one? Here's another one. I swear this should be Comic Cafe. It says, "Would you have a problem if you didn't want more kids and your significant other did? They went out and had a baby just for that purpose. They don't want the mom. They just wanted to have a baby."
Oh, I know a couple of those situations, too.
Ooh,
I know a couple of
those come about, and how did they end up?
I think, to me, that's an option of being having a surrogate mother that I can agree with. Like, that is mine, I ain't carrying it, but it still has a part of me, so we can still be cool. I'm not letting you go. That's like open relationship. You just went and did your thing.
Yeah.
No. It's not happening either. But
right.
If we agree to a surrogate mother, then yes, go for it. Because that's part of me inside a woman. But, no.
Y'all
you just
know
cheated
what
on
me,
dog.
Me?
You just cheated.
When my significant other wanted another kid and I didn't, he poked holes in our condoms and I have a son.
And that's desperate things called for desperate measures.
Right.
Right.
That part.
Let's see. Here's another one. It says, why do breakups hard to do and have someone break your heart after 2 years of being together?
What?
Sounds like a breakup question. I think it's trying to say why a breakup so hard and why is it so hard after being 2 years together. I believe that's what it is.
Why are breakups so hard? Yeah. What?
Basically, after 2 years of being.
Because they get tired of each other.
Well, I think the reason why it usually gets hard for one person is, you know, they get used to having another person there all the time. You know what I mean? Somebody to watch a movie with, somebody to do all these things with, have intimate moments with. You know, talk long nights on the telephone. Someone that's, always going to be there, you know, in the late night or during the day.
I'm
going to
go
I think you get comfortable with that. And that's why it's hard to break up sometimes. Even though if you know the person's bad, you just, in the beginning, you know, that sense of loneliness, which usually comes from, you know, you put all your attention into that person. So you kind of lost, not total disconnection with your friends, but, you know, I think some people understand what I'm talking about, you know, but you just don't really communicate with them like you used to before you got in that 2 year relationship. And I think sometimes that's why it's hard. It's that sense of loneliness. But once you get up and get out and start doing things and start having fun, you forget about that shit. You do. You really, really do.
Mm-hmm.
You don't forget about the person anymore. You learn to move on. It takes time with anything, but at least you learn to move on. So if you're listening, I hope that helped you out a little bit. Either one of you two want to comment on that?
No. And once again, it goes back to soulmate and soul tie. and time spent, like.
Yeah.
Mhm. I like that soul tie scenario. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, you just gotta break that tie. They probably broke it. Especially if they broke the tie and you didn't break the tie. Ooh, that's gotta be real hard.
Because now you lost. Right. You're lost because that's who you guided your life after. You're lost.
Right.
Right.
And then probably the expectation of wanting to get married and not wanting to be by yourself. And, you know, you done probably told your girl this is the best man that's in sliced bread. And then now you're up getting not where you're at.
I'm different. Yeah, I'm different. I'm different. Yeah, I'm different.
We are at the end of the show. The last comment was by the homie Murder SB. Well, his crazy ass. He gonna the post says, "What's a good topic to talk about for Wet Wet Wednesday?" And he gonna put pussy. That's it. Just great topic, but we are at the end of the show.
I'm gonna say it again. The best thing since sliced bread.
Hey, couldn't have said it better. The fruit of God. The fruit of God.
It melts in your mouth.
And it goes off in your hand.
Oh, man. All right, we're going to get up out of here before they just keep going. All right, what do I got? Tomorrow, Braxton, the making of you, I'm going to play as much of it as I can. Enjoy the night, y'all. Tune in tomorrow night or next Wednesday. Get it.
A great big expression of happiness. Boy, you could match with a dozen roses. Such would astound you. The joy of children laughing. It is true, the makings of you. Ooh. I'm so lucky that you are mine. Like a shooting star, we're in heaven and it feels right. Thank you. You're a different type. Guaranteed it I'm gonna be there. I'll see forever with you. Ain't nothing better than you, boy. Let me tell you the truth.
Now rocking with us on Wet Wet Wednesday.